Alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sport Meets Beer. This is the Danny Rugg Show.
97.7, The River.
It is Beer 30. We are at Hooters of Rohnert Park. I've got Brad and Ben with me. It's our first Beer 30 live-ish from Hooters.
Yes.
Tell me who you're wearing.
Oh, I'm wearing some really short Amazon shorts.
Oh, it's Vera Wang, all right.
If you know what I mean.
We've got some wings. We've got beers. Hooters of Rohnert Park. That's where we're at. Trying this beer from Revision Brewery. This is Disco Ninja.
Yep. Disco Ninja. This is a hazy IPA. This might be something that you've had before. It's on draft here, which is a key element, right? Most of the beers we try on the episode and the segments are in package. And draft beer is unpasteurized, so it's going to give you a crisper, cleaner, more realistic flavor, what the brewer intended. So that's really kind of the idea behind this. And they have wings. And it gave me a chance to break out short shorts. So let's dive into our beer. Let's go through our AATMF.
I'm excited about this beer. Our history with Revision has been checkered. One of the best or worst, depending on who you were.
Right.
Episodes of this show ever.
Yeah. They lead with a heavy hand.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing. It's like you either you're all in or you're all out. A lot like a pair of shorts. So
these shorts specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll go through our AATMF. That of course is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. When we go through our appearance, we've got obviously a hazy beer. This is as hazy as it comes. Light in color, straw-like, bright white head. This is a stereotypical hazy beer. New England, East Coast hazy. Going through the nose. So the aroma on this, we're getting a lot. I get a lot of, I get like passion fruit, very fruit forward, very citrus. Kind of a little bit of that Haya, not quite the mango, not like that level of sweetness. But you get that low-end sweetness. You can tell the sugar content from the wort is there. That's what I'm picking up. No hop content. You don't expect that with hazies. You're not getting a ton of hops. It definitely transcends from the aroma really well. And again, I'm going to preface this with how much I dislike hazies. But I will say, like, the transition from the aroma to the taste is actually really, really subtle and nice. And it lends this lightness to it. So you get those aromas in the nose, drink it, and you get it over your taste buds. And it actually ends pretty nicely. It's pretty nice and dry.
Well, and so much of what has made a hazy movement. The movement per se, the hazy style so popular, is it is very fruit forward in the nose. It is bright. It doesn't finish with a bunch of dryness. It doesn't finish with a lot of bitterness. It makes it very food friendly in that way. And so this totally plays. There is a richer mouthfeel to it, which sometimes we make the joke like, well, it looks like it should have a richer mouthfeel, so we should assume that it does. This actually does. This drinks really nicely. It is very smooth. It does coat your tongue. It goes all the way down. But it is, we have Daytona wings here in front of us.
Yeah,
it
we
actually
do.
Works out okay, right? Like the flavor profile of this is relatively food friendly. If you're if you are into hazies, this hazy is for you, for sure. It is all the things that people have come to know and love about the style. Bright fruit, richer mouthfeel. Softer finish, not a lot of bitterness to it. All of the sort of West Coast hop sweetness, that kind of stuff that you want. So in that regard, it's working exactly as we had hoped.
Kind of feel like when we've had hazies, they've been less sweet, almost like purposefully they're trying to be maybe a little bit more hoppy, a little bit more aggressive with that kind of flavor. But this is way more what you would think.
Yeah.
In terms of like the sweetness and things like that.
And my biggest complaint with hazies is they're so soft. They're understated and they're soft and you just can't get any flavor. This is different. This has got really good fruit flavors, really good base, really good everything. And it is doing a great job across the board.
I feel like this works it works great for where we are. This beer goes down nicely. There's not like a crazy finish. It's not drying you out. Like you can have this and eat.
Yeah.
And
right, because that's a lot of times, like some of these high-end specialty beers, you're going to have them and it's like kind of its own main course. It will completely derail your taste buds.
I've had that happen. I've had a hazy somewhere and then got food and was like, nope, this 100% ruined. Not that the beer was bad, but it ruined what I was going to eat. Like I was It didn't work. All right. Well, I guess this is a thumbs up then.
Yeah, I'm going to give thumbs up for the beer. I'm going to go thumbs up on the wings. Probably thumbs down on the shorts. I might not wear these again. It depends. I keep slipping out down here.
The fighting continues. I'm thumbs up across the board.
All right.
It's nice beer.
You know, yeah. It's nice to hear that. Oh, sorry. You were talking about this.
No, I'm talking about all of
it.
This is only one of several Hooters experiences that we're going to have here.
When our delightful server put the plate down and said, get yourself an eyeful, I didn't know this is what she meant.
Yeah. Go on the river right now and see who wore it best. Me or Hooters or me or Kendra at the bar. We'll do a side-by-side later.
All right. Well, thumbs up all the way around for Revision Brewing Disco Ninja and the Wings. Thumbs up as well. You can check out the Spear 30 and all the others at 977theriver.com and on the River app. Check out these guys on the internet somewhere.
Or here at Hooters.
Yeah, or here at Hooters. They'll still be here. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, boys.